Mr. President, distinguished delegates, I bring you greetings and blessing from Pope Francis. The Holy See delegation wishes to note the importance and the timeliness of the theme for the general discussion. The recent Ebola outbreak was a human and public health tragedy, which, among others, showed that the need to build resilient health systems cannot be overemphasized, and they are essential for the provision of universal health coverage and for a prompt response to outbreak of disease. Unfortunately, in most low-income countries, many health centers are unable to provide safely the service needed, as they lack staff, medicines, equipment, and health information. This is aggravated by the chronic low public expenditure on health. We therefore need to reprioritize investment in healthcare for the good of public health. Long-term commitment from national governments and international donors to support resilient health system is needed in order to ensure universal coverage of health services. This means short and long-term investments in a number of key elements for the health system, particularly improve primary health care and adequate number of trained health workers, availability of medicine, appropriate infrastructure, updates statistical data, sufficient public financing, public private partners, and scaling up the number of as well equipped health posts and district hospitals. It is also a challenge to donors and make up shift from short-term program funding to long-term comprehensive health service financing. Second, the recent report on global evidence on inequities in rural health protection by the International Labour Office revealed that more than half of the population in rural areas worldwide do not have access to basic health care medicine, with many of them at risk of impoverishment or dependent poverty due to out-of-pocket payment for services. This is clear evidence that in 2015, we are still a long way from universal coverage. For various reasons, there are strong inequities in access to healthcare between the rural and urban areas, with the latter often more advantaged than the former, which are most deprived. Embracing the recommendation of the report, my delegation wishes to note the urgent need to address this rural and urban divide in the post-2015 development agenda. This means addressing the need of the disadvantaged, marginalized, and vulnerable rural population. As Pope Francis reminds us, persons and peoples ask for justice to be put into practice, not only in a legal sense, but also in terms of contribution and distribution. Therefore, development plans and the work of international organizations must take into consideration the wish so frequent among ordinary people for respect fundamental human rights, and in the case, the right to social protection and health. In relation to this, the Holy See delegation wished to emphasize the role of public-private partnership in promoting universal coverage, especially in many low-income countries, where primary health care service and access by a majority of the population in the rural and hard-to-reach areas, mainly from private not-for-profit health centers and hospitals, managed by the church and other faith-based institutions. In many countries, the Catholic Church is privileged to be one of the primary partners of the state in providing much needed health care service to population in remote areas. True, it is over 110,000 health and social welfare institutions around the world. Finally, Mr. President, while remembering in many victims of Ebola virus in Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone, as well as the many dedicated healthcare workers, both from public and private church owned health institutions who lost their lives while assisting those affected, and ever to the impact of the outbreak in the already fragile system in the affected countries. May I wish all the distinguished delegates a fruitful discussion and deliberation during this assembly. Thank you very much, Mr. President.